USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A mix of far-right groups and Trump supporters are planning to descend on the nation's capital today, and counter-protesters are expected to meet them there. That's sparking fears that things could turn violent, according to The Hill. The main rally is known by various unofficial names like the Million MAGA March, Stop the Steal DC, and March for Trump. They all want to show an outpouring of support for President Trump. Many media outlets have called the race for former Vice President Joe Biden, but Trump has refused to concede, citing unsubstantiated claims of widespread voter fraud. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont is self-quarantining after his chief spokesperson tested positive for COVID-19. Max Reese identified himself as the senior staff member who tested positive in a release posted to Twitter. An initial news release from the governor's office didn't identify the staff member, but said that it was the first known case of the coronavirus in the governor's office. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
The Trump administration dropped an executive order on Thursday that prohibits American investments in Chinese companies that are owned or controlled by the Chinese military. The order, first reported by Reuters, could impact some of China's biggest companies, including China Telecom, China Mobile, and Hikvision, a surveillance equipment maker. Isaac Stonefish, senior fellow at the Asia Society Center on U.S.-China Relations, told CBS News that this move raises the stakes on U.S.-China relations.
This is a warning not just for investors in these particular companies, some of which are private, but to investors in other military-linked companies, other companies that are Chinese and doing things that the U.S. deems sensitive, and saying, hey, you should probably think twice before you invest in, say, this state-owned enterprise or that state-owned enterprise.
The order will go into effect January 11. Transactions made to divest ownership in the companies will be permitted until November of next year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The feds are putting perverts behind bars. From the USA Radio Network Phoenix Bureau, Tim Berg has more.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement announced this week more than 100 alleged child predators have been arrested as part of a joint effort with international partners in Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, and Panama. The arrests taking place across the United States and South America during a federal crackdown from November 2nd through the 6th. As part of the operation, people were arrested in California, North Carolina, Florida, Denver, Nashville, Knoxville, and Pittsburgh. Many of the arrests came after tips were called in to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Delivery company DoorDash is planning to sell its stock to the public. The San Francisco-based company filed papers signaling its intent for an initial public offering Friday. The company is capitalizing on the growing trend of consumers embracing app-based deliveries as much of the world stays at home during the pandemic. Last year, DoorDash generated $885 million in revenue. During the first 9 months of this year, revenue more than doubled that number. It was already growing before the pandemic, but the company has lost money each year since its founding. They've warned potential investors the losses could continue as they anticipate increasing expenses. News anytime on demand, go to our website. It's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.